In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a celebration of all the saints of Russia, all the saints of Russia, but not of the little country that's left over after the communists. They were talking about, of course, the Russia that was under the Tsar's time. And there is no city, there is no no place, no little section where there wasn't a saint of one kind or another. What are the saints? The saints are all those who have went and lived according to the Beatitudes, according to the Gospel. They have fulfilled it. As yesterday when we had the all-night vigil, and there and we remember in one of the Trapariates in the where it is actually counting off all the Beatitudes. And all the Beatitudes, they our saints have fulfilled. And the first one, of course, is blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They all recognize that without God, without His grace, they're nothing. They have no life, and they're nothing but earth. And the life is given by the Holy Spirit, it's by the Lord Himself. He sustains the life. And anything they do, anything they have, any talents, anything, all of it comes from the Lord. He gives them over that, and they recognize that. So never become proud and thinking that they're something. They just consider it without the Lord, they're nothing. This is the first beatitude. Second beatitude is, blessed are those who weep, for they shall be comforted. Well, there is not one saint that has not wept. For what? Because things didn't go his way? No way. They wept because of their sins, and because of sins of their neighbors and their country. And this is what the sins, and this is what sins do. If somebody has love for the Lord, and he knows that the sins have hurt so much the Lord, and it's hurt so much the heavenly dwellers, the angels, and so on. And so they felt so sorry, so that they have shed multitude of tears, my beloved. And there is no saint that have not shed lots of tears for everybody, including us, for the future. That's what love makes. When we pray, and if we cry for our sins, we start with our sins, and we sin, we take and we put the sins of our close ones, and then for everybody, and even of the whole world. And this is the spirit of the love, my beloved. And so they were comforted because of giving the love to the Lord through all the neighbors, to everybody else, my beloved. And then the next beatitude is, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Well, by crying and having the tears of repentance, having the tears of being sorry for every sinner that there is, they have become meek. They have become meek, and they have done exactly what the Lord wanted us to do in the Gospel. He says, be you like me, meek and humble in heart, and you shall find rest. And they have found the rest. They have found the peace inside of it. And they have inherited, of course, the earth. And that's the kingdom of heaven. But many of them may have had something here, but they never attached their heart to anything that they had here, because their heart was with the Lord. And then the next, once they have acquired the meekness, then the next beatitude that they all went through was having that want to know the truth, to hunger and thirst for the truth, like you would hunger and thirst when you're thirsty or when you're hungry. And then they were satisfied, and the satisfaction comes of acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the Creator of the whole universe, and that he came on this earth to save us sinners, and that he gave us the gospel through his disciples, and that we have to live according to the gospel. And once you acknowledge that, once you acquire that truth, you don't have to thirst anymore to looking for other truth, because there is nothing higher than that. That's the ultimate. The ultimate truth is that our Lord is our Savior, and that he prepared for us a place in the kingdom of heaven if we were able to love him. And of course we should. The next one is the beatitude goes like this: as blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Well, once you know the truth, and you know that the truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his teaching of his church which he had created, then you just cannot judge anybody, because this is not what the Lord wants. You have to feel sorry for everybody, and you become merciful to everybody. You're not going to throw the book at everybody and turn your heart against them, but on the contrary, your heart will go out for them, and you will pray, and you will try to bring them about to the Lord, if not yourself, but then through the prayers, my beloved. And then the next one after that, once you have developed and were able to fulfill those beatitudes as the saints did, then there comes that beautiful time of the heart being cleansed. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And this is what all our saints in Russia have done, and all the saints in the world. They have seen God in their heart. They have for truly they have cleansed their heart. Their heart was not attached to anything except for the Lord, because they were filled with love for the Lord, and they saw the Lord our God in everything. And from the smallest little flower and for everything that God created, and in every human being, they saw God, and they had love for God and for everybody, all the creation that the Lord had made, my beloved. Of course, one exception, and that one exception is they had no love for the evil spirits. The evil spirits is always trying to destroy everything that God had created, not only human beings, but everything else. And my beloved, but once the saints have done that, acquiring that purity in heart, then they were able to go to the next step, and becoming the peacemakers. And so many of the saints have been able to bring peace between the princes when they were having battles against each other and had some bad feelings, and they were able to reconcile them because of they were already filled with that peace and love, and they become peacemakers, and the Lord called them then their sons and daughters. And then the next step is that every one of them went through, and this is their blessing. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, they were, all of them were persecuted for the truth, because they lived a righteous life, and because it is an abomination to the sinners, those who do not want to know the gospel. When they see some saint, they start to ridicule them, especially the fools for Christ and for all the other, everybody that's standing up for the gospel. They are not considered as being all there. To put it mildly, they were considered that they're just crazy. You can't live according to the gospel. But the worst thing is, they have then in their hearts, they have aversion to them. For the Lord said that when he came, I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword and to separate one member of the family with another. another. And why did he say that? What is happening? Well, because one member of the family accepts the Lord, accept his teaching totally, and the other ones don't. And when they don't, and those who do not accept the teachings of the Lord, they start to go against those persons that have accepted the gospel. They start to hate them, because they can't stand them being around. When they see that you're trying to fulfill the gospel, that you're trying to live according to the gospel, and my beloved, and the next beatitude is, blessed are those who have reviled no matter of evil being said falsely on my account. Because, and then the Lord says, rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. And this is truly so, my beloved. Once you live according to the gospel, once you have fulfilled the beatitudes up to now, then the enemy will set up all the many, many people against you. The devil start to try to malign you and try to tell all kinds of lies about you to make you look as worse, as bad as possible, so that to set everybody against you. And this is, and you have to remember that, and you have to rejoice. And this is what all the saints done. They have done exactly that. They have rejoiced when they were maligned, and when they were put in jail, when they were executed, when whatever terrible things people did to them, they were rejoicing, for they knew that they were being persecuted because of their love for the Lord. My beloved, they looked for the kingdom of heaven all the time. They didn't look of like the pagans do, and their thought wasn't involved in what do you eat tomorrow, what do you dress, what you wear, and what you how you gonna be able to survive in your retirement, and all the things of the temporary nature. They looked for the kingdom of heaven first, as the Lord has ordered us to do. The Lord says, look for the kingdom of heaven and its truth, and everything else will be given to you. And he gives us, of course, in the gospel that we heard today also, he says, don't you think that you're really better than the birds, which the birds are being taken care of the Lord, and the weeds that may be living only for a little while and being so beautiful that they could be taken out and cut off and burned. And the Lord loves you. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves the whole, all his saints, of course, and the saints had loved him in return. That's what made them saints, because they were able to love the Lord in return for the love that he gave them. And we should follow their example. We really have to. Let's try to study as much as we can about the saints and see how can we mimic them. How can we follow in their example? But the main thing, let's adhere our heart. Let's clean up the heart from all the attachments of the world, and let's adhere to the Lord. Let's adhere to our Lord that died for us and that wants us to be in the kingdom of heaven, to find peace and to have the love. Because through the love, we have eternal life. We have to love our Lord, our Lord who had loved us so that he had died for us. So let's pray today, all the saints of Russia that have made it to kingdom of heaven, that they will continue to pray for us and ask the Lord to open up our heart and get rid of all the junk that's in there, and to bring us to love our Maker and to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen.